WMFO in Medford. Whoa, what happened there? I didn't like that at all. Anyway, welcome to the second hour of music you might otherwise miss. In this hour, I have tunes for you from Tony Childs, Katie Lang, and Bick Runga. I also have new music from Kaiser Chiefs, The Vulpix, and Hana Jadadu. I always pronounce her name wrong. Anyway, let's get this hour started with a tune from Benny. This is called It Doesn't Matter, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
What did I do? Not have to think about it. It seems nice. Not a care. I feel
Happy Summer from TK and Tufts Free, your soundtrack of summer. 91.5 FM, WMFO. And
see your beauty. Well, I'll bring my friends so they can see your beauty. invitation to your hanging and whisper in my ear your last words. Costume makers and carelessness, button up to then undress. So let's take our place in this limbo.
WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss, banging our way into the second hour of today's show. Thanks for joining me here on a lovely Tuesday morning. We finished up there on the 11 o'clock hour with new stuff from Kaiser Chiefs. Yeah, these guys, they're an English indie rock band originally from Leeds. They were formed in 1997 and kind of following them in and out of that. They have released 8 studio albums. The last one came out back in 2019, so they're due. They just dropped this single, Jealousy, on April 19th, so I'm kind of thinking that there's a disc on the way. Fingers crossed. Also in there, we had In Fear of Olive is the name of the band. Love that tune, I'm Sure They'll Fall. It's from an EP called All We Can Do Is Wonder. That's from 2011. Tony Childs before that. Her fabulous album called Union from 1988, that was Hush. It's a gold release. It's really good. Smoke Bellow before that with a song called Fee Fee. And Benny got it started. Her latest release, full-length release anyway, is called Lychee. That was called Doesn't Matter.
Think fast. In less than 30 seconds, a small flame can become a big fire. Don't let your world go up in smoke. Have working smoke alarms and always stay in the kitchen when cooking at high temperatures. Learn more at usfa.fema.gov because fire is everyone's fight.
We have music coming to you in this hour from Katie Lang, Bic Runga, and Blondie. Next up, well, we've got some more new stuff coming your way. This is a, it's called Vulpix, V-U-L-P-I-X. They're a self-described, quote, a one-man dream pop project from Victorian Surf Coast, Australia. His given name is Jay Barrow. He released his first single in 2013, followed by another single in 2014. But then he went on hiatus until 2023 when he got signed to Spirit Goth Records. As I mentioned earlier in the show, they're one of my go-to labels. I don't know what he was doing in the meantime, you know, during those, you know, 8 years, whatever. Anyway, together, they released three singles in 2023. The latest is called I'm Just a Shell. Came out on May 11th. It's May 10th. It's a nice indie pop jam. Gem, whatever. See what you think. New music from Vulpix here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. Just a kiss, just a kiss. I have lived just for this. I can't explain why I've become this chatelaine. Just a smile. A smile, hold me captive just a while.
That's the latest music from Hana Jagadu here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. My name is TK. We're about halfway through the hour of 11. We still got lots of more music to go, but let me fill you in on who we just finished with there. As I mentioned, Hana Jadagu. I have so much trouble with her name. Her new album is called Aperture. Just came out a couple weeks ago. That tune was called Say It Now. It was the first pre-release single off the disc, and I tell you, it's still solid. I still like playing it a lot. Katie Lang before that from the 1992 release Ingenue with Miss Chatelaine, which is a nonsense song. She admitted to it, but it's got a nice kind of groove to it. And Vulpix got it all started with her single, I Am Just a Shell, or their single. It's a guy, but he brings people in to sing. Anyway, well, let's keep it moving through here. Going to go into something from last year from The Sacred Souls. They are a sweet-sounding soul trio out of San Diego, California. They feel like a band out of time for me. They committed to analog and drawing inspiration from obscure bands, but making it work so well. It actually all began when the 23-year-old's Alex Garcia, he's drums, and Sal Samano, he's on bass. They both grew up in the Chula Vista area, and they were surrounded by Chicano soul music, piles of records, and lowrider culture. They formed an oldies band in 2018, started writing instrumentals, but they didn't have a lack for lyrics or dedicated vocalists, and then Garcia stumbled upon Josh Lane. Wonderful, magical voice from Josh also writes some dandy lyrics. They got signed to Daptone Records, which is a great soul label, and together in August of last year, they released, or actually 2021, they released their record label full-length self-titled album. So in October of last year, they released the standalone single, Love Is The Way. It's being picked up everywhere, but just want to let you know, you heard it here first. It's the latest from These Sacred Souls here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Love is a way of being, baby. I feel so uninspired. My head is battling with my heart. My logic has been torn apart. And now it all turns sour. Come sweet cinema every afternoon.
Show. How's your mood?
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finish up there with the latest from Miss Grace Ives. She's a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter. She released her latest album, Janky Star. It came out in June of last year. I actually played the first pre-release single, Loose, back in February of last year. Ended up glomming on to that particular tune called Angel of Business. I just like the rhythm and the noises going on there. It's a lovely example from Grace Ives. Before that, Bink Runga, you can't get that out, from the album Drive, which came out in 1997. It's called Sway. And These Sacred Souls got it going with their single Love Is the Way. We've got lots of music to go here before you go out a different way in the afternoon as it approaches the noon hour. But I want to remind you that I'll be doing another version of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. It's Thursdays on WBRS.org, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. First hour, it's the new release show, where we focus on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Followed by another hour of an eclectic blend of new folk, indie, alternative, new stuff, some classics thrown in. But most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Give you a chance to come find your new favorite song with me. Speaking of the new music, this is the latest from Pearl and the Oysters. They're really just the duo of Juliet Pearl Davis and Joaquin Pollock. The pair met in school while in Paris and then left the continent to relocate in Gainesville, Florida, which is fascinating. I don't really understand that move. However, I can say that it has suited their music well. They released a new full-length album, Coast to Coast. It was stylized with the two. This came out just last month. This track is called Konami, which is the one that caught my attention right from the start. I also got to see these guys at this year's South by Southwest. They were on fire. They were wonderful. New music from Pearl and the Oysters here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Try. You're listening to TK on 91.5 FM, WMFO.
Do it for me again for another terrific Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. I had a blast. Hope you had some fun too. Hope you got a new song to deal, because that's the point of this whole process. This is TK for Music You Might Otherwise Miss, saying stay safe, have fun, and be well. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Little Dragon. This is called Looking Glass. Hopefully I'll see you on Thursday for my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. And again, here next Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WMFO.org. You all have a great day.